name do you have for the gentle sound the horses make at feeding time? You know, when they go so, meh, what do you call that?
Quicker.
A horse quicker.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone the children like to have when they break it apart?
Is it pulley bone, isn't that what you
call? That's right. What do you
call? Well, you know, my children, you know, I never did. I always cut mine in together. I never cut them off separately. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had some of the boys when they get married, and when they married, their wives had been, their mothers had, they'd been used to cutting the pulley bone off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Mama, why you?" I said, "Well, honey, mine always want a large piece, and they don't used to making 3 or 4 pieces out of one."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, that's when Mother didn't cut the pulley bone out." They didn't understand why Mama didn't cut the pulley bone out. And I was trying to make them a large piece.
Uh-huh. And it is fun to play with, though.
Yes.
I always wanted that piece.
Oh, well, that's what I say. I did sometimes just to have, so they would.
Where your
if
home
they,
at?
If they had company and they'd want some to pull it in and name it or something. How did they do that now? I mean, they break them and which one got the shortest? Shortest bone, you know, or something in the long.
Yeah, I've forgotten how it worked. We used to do it.
Well, that way with me. I used to get fixed occasions for them.
Uh-huh.
And all of that. And they'd tell me what. They'd break
it. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut and then it grows back again. And what do you call it when it grows back? Would you call it a second growth or a volunteer or a second cutting or something?
It's a second growth. It isn't a volunteer. I wouldn't think, Edward, would you? It doesn't go even.
Second
growth.
Okay, fine.
Because I volunteer, because it wasn't voluntarily, it was land, it just grew.
Mm-hmm. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Oh, good old cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other, I got it. Oh, excuse me.
Did I do this?
That's all right. I'll just move it up a little bit.
Oh, I didn't go.
What are some other things that you can make out of cornmeal in the kitchen besides cornbread?
Oh, well, you mean, I've got to go. Let's see, I made muffins and I made, got the cooker. They make the ring and the piece of...
Ice cookers.
You talking about corn sticks?
Corn stick. I've got a corn stick and baker, you know.
Egg bread
and muffins and I don't know what. But there's not anything better than, now if you want a hoe cake for fish, you're going to have that. Corn hoe cake.
Mm-hmm.
If for a vegetable dinner, I'd want a nice little pone that week. And I have a maid that she's been with me, Sarah, and she makes the most delightful. Oh my, I have people coming in and they'll think my cornbread is the best thing I've got. And so many people don't make it like that, you know. And
well, there really is nothing better than good cornbread.
That's what I say. I have them to come in and this bread is so good. And I ring the reason I fix it because I like it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to.
Well, have you ever had something that I think you make it up in little balls that's made out of cornmeal and then cooked with turnip greens or something like that?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
that's what everybody likes. Dumplings.
Corn dumplings.
That's what I call them.
Have you ever
any crust to them, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, don't have any crust at all. You make them up. I know I made them up too.
Good sort of roll.
Uh-huh.
I dip up some of the juice out of where the turnips is cooking and make it up that way and put a little salt in there. Make them a little biscuit like that. And drop them in and cap. But a lot of people don't cook, but they don't want to have to worry. But my family liked them, and I did. I always tried to do what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard those called corn dodges?